Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today we have a special segment on Hump Day. Every Wednesday, Selena Green, who is the owner of Book Island, hosts a reading on Harry Potter. And so right after the reading today, we thought we'd do a brief interview so she can talk about Book Island and all the great events that she hosts and other resident hosts in Second Life. And we do have some audience members who are still present post the reading. So hopefully you guys will enjoy learning more about Book Island. So before I get started, I wanted to thank all my new followers and current and old followers on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. It's been a busy week with so many new friends and a lot of different events going on, especially on Twitter. So thank you so much for the follow. And looking forward to hopefully messaging back and forth with you guys on there. So this week is going to be very busy. So today, as I mentioned, Selena Green will be the guest. And then over the weekend, I have Courtney Woods, who is returning back on the show to promote a great Kickstarter that she has going on right now. So it's going to be quite the exciting October. So let's begin with Selena. And as I mentioned, we do have some other audience members that are sitting and who will be participating on the talk as well. Hi, Selena.
Hello, Red.
So officially, welcome to the show. I feel like it's taking me years to get you here today.
In truth, it has almost been a year.
Spent.
It is true.
So, finally, you made it. So, I wanted to tell my listeners all about Book Island, which is quickly approaching its 10th anniversary, one decade of being in Second Life. So, tell us about what inspired the creation of Book Island and what was your initial vision for The Sims?
Oh, my goodness, Fred. It's so hard to believe that it has been nearly 10 years. It's going to be 10 years in May 2017. And the initial vision for Book Island was basically what it's become, a community for writers and publishers, bloggers, anything to do with the written word, providing a forum and a community within Second Life for people to gather and meet and showcase their work as well as having events. So we set up The Sim in May 2007 on the back of something that we did on the mainland, which was the Second Life Book Fair. And we had, gosh, we had about 50 people renting booths for a three-day event. And I just thought, gosh, you know, we've got a momentum here, so let's get hold of a Sim and set it up. And we were pretty much fully occupied from day one. And here we are, 10 years on.
Going strong. And then I saw, you know, I think in the beginning during that time, this was before my time, libraries were very popular in Second Life, I heard. And it was almost like the information hub for most of the newbies who came on Second Life. And so were you part of that world, or was that part of that inspiration as well in terms of your love for books and bringing people together around books in general?
Well, basically, the library community in Second Life is vibrant, and I believe still is incredibly vibrant. But I actually personally approached it from a slightly different perspective. My background at the time was in real-life book publishing. So I think I approached things maybe a little less from a literary point of view personally, and more from the point of view of trying to draw in publishers and people who were self-publishing. Of course, 10 years ago, that was more in its infancy. So maybe there was a little bit more of an emphasis on the publishing aspect of books and all things literary. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think right now it's more, it's sort of all-encompassing in terms of you do have the books, you have the writers, and I think anyone who's creative, sort of like any creative works, and I feel like is welcome on the island. So it doesn't really fit sort of like any industry or type of genre. Like a lot of people think it has to be poetry because poetry seems to be more, you know, dominant in Second Life. But as I mentioned at the top of the show, on Wednesday become, I kind of call it Harry Potter Day on Book Island, where you do the reading. So that one, I'm guessing you read everything out there on Harry Potter for you to have such a strong, to be such a big fan.
Well, I think like everybody, well, not everybody else, but like a lot of people when the books came out, I was buying them and reading them along with everyone else. Actually, I only came to the series when the fourth book was published, so I was quite late to the whole Harry Potter thing. But my interest was renewed when my daughter started to take an interest, and I was reading them to her at bedtime, and I suddenly realized just how much I was enjoying, firstly, the series, but also the act of reading a book out loud, not just, you know, note cards of poems or short stories, as I do read at the open mic that we host on Sunday nights, but really getting into a whole text. I just enjoyed bedtime reading so much. I thought, come on, let's bring it to Second Life. And that's what I did last year. We started reading the first book in November of last year.
And time just flew by. I mean, I think it's great because it goes with when you think of young readers. I'm always fascinated by the fact that they can read the same book just like beyond a zillion time. And it's amazing if they love the book or the series, it's like they're hearing it for the first time, which I'm always amazed by, because it's like you read this last night, you're reading it again tonight, and it's sort of like, let's do it again. So I don't know if that's the same feeling you get with Harry Potter, like you just never get tired of the story, even though you already know what's going to happen.
Absolutely, and I think that's the beauty of Harry Potter. I think that it's interesting because we've got a really nice, tight, regular crowd. It's amazingly gratifying to think that people actually make space in their weekly routine to come and listen to me read Harry Potter. We've got about six or eight people who've really been with us pretty much through thick and thin from day one. And everybody has a different Harry Potter experience. We have some people who have read the books, seen the films, bought the t-shirt, have the wand, you know. We have people who are reading along with their books as I'm reading out loud. We've got people who've seen the films but never read the books. We even have one person who is a complete and total Harry Potter virgin, and it is just so exciting to listen to James's theories, never having read the books, never having seen the film. It's completely fresh for him. So, you know, everybody comes to the Harry Potter Wednesday with a different experience of the story, and I find that quite exciting.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, I think sometimes you get the hardcore fans who come over and they want to learn more. And sometimes you discover something else. I think having someone being read to is very different than when you're reading. Like I have a habit of having my audiobooks happening, but I still want the book in front of me at the same time. And I think there's something that's very comforting having you read to us, and we don't have to sort of like, oh, that's all we're doing is just listening to the stories and nothing else.
I'm putting up with my terrible voices. I have to confess that anybody who does come to listen at Harry Potter Wednesday on Book Island, that please forgive me if you are Scottish. I cannot do McGonagall's voice for love or money, but I do my best.
I've never heard a complaint ever, not even one. So we love your voice. And as many have said, you could read probably just anything.
Thank you.
Very happy. So let's talk a little bit. I know in addition to some of the events, we'll go back and talk about the Sunday open mic. I know you have a lot of great shops, and I want to plug in some of the wonderful writers that you have who have who reside and also have their shops on the island. Do you want to talk about where we're sitting right there and then sort of go around to a few you want to highlight?
Okay, well, right now we're sitting in Pulitzer Square, which is the main square of Book Island, where the main teleport is located. And so, you know, we've got a bunch of comfy sofas and armchairs that we sit and do the Harry Potter reading in. I don't know. Let's see. I mean, for a long time, we've had one of the main Second Life newspapers, the SL Enquirer, have a presence here in the main square, along with Jerry Davis, who is a science fiction and fantasy writer. Nice, substantial presence in the main square. And then we've got Danger Dave, a.k.a. the Haiku Hare. Mm. He's got a mega following on Twitter. I think he's written something like 5,000 haiku on Twitter. And Dave is a wonderful supporter of Book Island, and he's got a couple of shops here on the island with us. Got some very active residents within the community, including James McLeod, who writes the most incredibly imaginative fiction that, well, how do I put this?
Magical.
We're talking, it's magical, yes. Lots of body rearranging and magical decapitations and so forth. Very, very rich imaginative work. And James is a wonderful supporter of the island. And he has a shop in Lovejoy Square, which is one of our other main squares. But I think what's really interesting is we've got a couple of residents who have literally been with us since day one. Ilan Neruda, oh my goodness, his name escapes me. Fantastic sci-fi and fantasy writer. He's been with us since day one, May 2007. And Michael Stackpole, Noble Sharon, he's been renting his shop since literally we opened our doors. So people stay with us, which I think, again, very gratifying. We've got some wonderful writers here.
Yeah, you have some long-term residents, and then you have some newer ones. I think last week you mentioned, I think is it, I'm also
oh,
going.
Trini Missen.
Yes.
Trini, yes. She's got an incredible novel that she's just published in World called Gigano and Co. Go to Town. It's a crazy romp with lots of goblins and sarcasm and crazy plots. Love it. And I've been reading that at Upper Kyan's open mic every Sunday. Thoroughly recommended.
To get chapters after chapters.
Gigano and Co.
And does Grimley have a place here or not yet?
Absolutely. Grimley has a shop, Grimley Darkfold. Now, any writer who wants to publish their work in Second Life really ought to go and check out her shop. And it's quite easy to find because it's right by the center point of The Sims. If you just sort of randomly teleport in, you pretty much land outside her shop. She's created an incredible publishing system called Book Builder. And for just 1,000 lindens, you can upload textures straight into her format. It's so simple, it's unbelievable. And the result is something that basically looks like a Kindle and acts like a Kindle. Two prims, and the pages flip as fast as a Kindle. It's a beautiful reading experience in World. So that's a must-see for any writers wanting to actually get their work out in a readable format in World, because, you know, it's head and shoulders above the other publishing systems. And she's written a fantastic book called Nuri's Quest, which, again, is a sci-fi, more fantasy book, a novel. And she's got a sequel out as well, and those are for sale in her shop too. Such a wonderful community here.
Yeah, and I think the
platform, worth wandering around.
You can get that on Marketplace, right? I think James was promoting that a while back with the platform, the book. You can get that in Marketplace.
believe it is available on Marketplace.
So that's great. So after Wednesday, now Sunday is probably one of your busiest day. If you want to talk about open mic, and then before open mic, we have a 500-word event.
That's right, yes. Over on the other side of the island, down by the beach, we've got a library. And we have two events there on Sunday, so it can get quite busy. Midday, we have the 500-word Snatch, which is hosted by Shadow Fastfire. And that's basically a dash event. You get a prompt, 30 minutes on the clock, see how much you can write. And, you know, as the name suggests, obviously you're trying to aim for 500 words. But, you know, one word, 500, 1,000, it's all good. Just the act of sitting in a room with other people who are writing at the same time as you can be a very powerful kickstart to one's writing. And then straight after that, just enough time to make a cup of tea, head into the next room if you want to, open mic, which is another event that I host on Sundays, 1 o'clock in the library. And actually, a lot of the work that I read out loud has been written in the preceding hour.
Mm.
So it's absolutely fresh and raw and as written, and fantastic writers who are sharing longer pieces of work.
This is the best kind of publishing.
As well as poems and nonfiction, you name it.
That's great. And then, so for the open mic, that one you also pretty much you get a variety of poetry and stories, and some are super long and others are very short. So what would you say now? I mean, I think this is probably going to be a reflective year for you, sort of looking back and seeing what Book Island has become. Like, what would you say has been sort of surprising and at the same time the most rewarding aspect of having the STEM for such a long time?
Well, speaking personally, I would say the most rewarding aspect is the friendships that have come out of Book Island. You know, we've seen it all. I mean, people have made really, really close friends from being on Book Island. I mean, I know I have, and that's impacted on my real life in a very positive way. People have formed relationships from being a part of the community. I think it's the connection of people that is most gratifying and most rewarding. But I think it's also providing a forum to just give voice to writers, you know, whether they're published commercially, self-published, or not yet published. Writers of all abilities, all genres. You know, it's very much open door at Book Island. You don't have to be a literary great here to have a voice and have a space and have a place, because it's all about the writing.
All about the writing and the writers. So everyone is welcome. And so I know you always have spaces for people who are looking for a home, whether personal or to have a shop open. So what's the best thing to do if someone is interested in getting a spot on the island?
The best thing to do is have a wander around and see what's available and grab it. And if you've got any questions at all, feel free to IM me. That's Selena Green with an E on the end. And I'll be happy to help you out in any way I can. We've got some fantastic cottages available on the coastlines, which, you know, I think make nice little places to change your clothes or a little bolt hole second home. But people use them to pop their avatars in and write. So, you know, we've got a few of those available and some great locations up in the Publishers Village at the moment by way of shops. To see what's available, grab it, or IM me. As simple as that. Okay. Everyone's welcome.
Great. And then with, I know Second Life also has their own celebration every single year, and you've been there from the beginning, and that's another one where people start thinking, oh, I think Second Life is 13 this year, so they're slightly older, not that far apart in terms of age of Book Island and Second Life itself. So what would you recommend to newcomers to Second Life? Because I've been hearing a lot about the number of residents are going down. People may not be coming into Second Life as much. Like, what would you say to someone who's thinking, but they're not sure if they want to explore Second Life?
I'll say give it a go. It's interesting because, yes, there's a lot of talk about numbers declining, but actually I have met a lot of new people in the last 6 months. So I'm still getting a sense that people are joining Second Life and people are exploring. Give it a go. I mean, think about what you're interested in personally. It doesn't have to be literature. I mean, there's a whole, you know, there's a huge amount going on in Second Life, whether it's live music or, of course, literature, more adult activities. I mean, there really is something for everybody, shopping, just sitting and chatting. Use the search function. Tap in what you're interested in, and you're bound to find something. And if you find a place that's empty, keep coming back, because, you know, there are events. Sometimes places are busy when there are events, and it's less busy at other times. So join the group of a place you might be interested in and find out when there are events and turn up, and you're going to meet some good people. That's what I would recommend.
Yeah, I mean, I think people should take advantage. Even if you've been in Second Life for a long time, I think using the destination page is a good idea, or the calendar in Second Life. And being empty doesn't mean anything bad. Like for me, when in the beginning, I used to love coming to Book Island when no one was around. I think there was like a tea house or something at the time where there are places where you can just go and explore and still change if you need to before getting your own place in Second Life. So sometimes people think, oh, nobody's here. That means, you know, nobody is never here. So, but it gives you more time to kind of wander off and check things out versus when we do have events that are coming up. So any special, are you thinking of ways to celebrate next month for either Harry Potter or next year for the 10th anniversary?
Oh, Red, I don't know. I mean, I didn't even realize it was a year coming up for Harry Potter. I had to check the date on my note card to find out when I started doing this. And the 11th of November was the first time I started with Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. I think the best thing I can do to celebrate the one-year anniversary of that is just keep reading, because it's a long path. We're in chapter 8 of the 4th book, which is Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. So it's a long road to go, so I'm just going to keep on reading. As for 10 years of Book Island, you know, I'm going to have to do something, aren't I? I have to admit, every year our anniversary just sort of slips by, but I think, you know, being the 10th one, watch the space. We'll see what we'll do.
Not this year. I think a party must. It's time for some dancing. I think it's been a while since we've had a live show here. So that might be a perfect reason to just throw a party and have people come.
I agree. I think it will be good. I mean, we did used to have quite a few DJ parties. We do have occasional theater performances here on Book Island. You know, the Quill and Quarrel Theatre Troupe and the Jewel Theatre have both been performing here. They're really well attended. But I think you're right. I think I need to renew some of my old DJ contacts and stick a dance floor where we're sitting here in the main square and see what happens. Because we've had some good parties. It's got to be said.
Dance, yes. We lost I think our in-house DJ took a mini break. So hopefully in a few months or next year, I'll bring some newer musicians to Second Life. So hopefully, so now what we have coming up is the next event will be on Sunday, 1 p.m. You're going to be reading SLT, and then you have the 500 word before the open mic.
Absolutely, yes. The 12 o'clock dash event and the 1 o'clock open mic on Sunday.
Great.
Every week.
So hopefully that's probably going to be the next time we get more people. You have James and I think Storm is still here, they're definitely the regulars in, I think, all the events. So it's really great to sort of always meeting new people and the long-term residents in, on Book Island. We just love coming to the event. So thank you so much. I know you've been weeding and talking for a long time all afternoon. So thank you so much for adding this chat to your Wednesday.
It's been a pleasure, Rex.
And then hopefully...
Thank you so much.
So we'll be back next Wednesday, correct? Same time for a new chapter on Harry Potter.
That's right, 2 p.m. every Wednesday, pretty much until they pull the plug on Second Life. I think we will be here for the rest of the rest of the time Second Life is here, because, you know, it's a big undertaking to get through the whole of Harry Potter.
I know.
1 hour at a time. But, you know, we're doing it. We're getting there.
And people are coming. So thank you again. I'm going to take a mini break. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. We had a mini audience with James and Storm and a few others in the crowd. I want to thank Selena for being on the show today. I hope you guys enjoy learning about Book Island. So again, every Sunday, there's open mic and there is a prompt event. You get a word and everybody can write. And also, every Wednesday, if you love Harry Potter, even if you've never read it, you can come and listen to Selena read the new chapter of the day. So I was debating what I want to play for you guys today. I discovered this new musician called Paris Obscure while I went to Cat's event in Second Life. And he's on SoundCloud, which is always a plus. I'm going to play a little bit of his music. This song is called Nemo Blipa, which is one of my favorite ones. And it will probably end with a James Almost to sort of cool off for the day. So thank you guys for tuning in, and I will see you next time.
Singing, ah.